Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
Good morning, Mr. Few. How are you? W8RCY.
I am doing okay. Oh man, just hitting the road here. Gonna go get a Starbucks and I might run the car through the car wash, even though there's thunderstorms coming.
When will I learn that when you pick up a Starbucks coffee, there's no PTT? I just did it again. I'm over here at Starbucks sitting outside. It's kind of nice right now. It's a little dark to the west, but not that bad. And when I looked at the radar before I left, we just might get sturdy because everything is going to stay to the north.
Oh, there you go. Well, I've got the Unlimited Club at the car wash, so it doesn't really matter. I can get the car wash, and if it rains, oh well.
Well, you have to treat that new baby with a lot of respect and care, so it's going to get a bath a week at least.
That's kind of the magic number for the Unlimited Club at Jack. You know, they certainly have a lot of really nice locations. They've only got one that is an old converted place that I don't like. Ripped my windshield wiper off, or my rear windshield wiper off. But most of them are nice and new and clean. But you got to go once a week or else it ain't worth it.
I know Joe has some kind of system for her Jeep Grand Cherokee. I don't know exactly what it is, but she once had a baby Mercedes for about 3 or 4 years, and I used to put it in the garage and wax it for her. And, you know, but she doesn't have any more. She only kept it for a few years because she wasn't driving it enough. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, you know, I told her, your vehicle needs a bath, you know. And she goes, yeah, I know. You want me to take it up to the car wash? No, it's all right. And I go, okay, you know. But I guess women aren't as finicky, but she has her moments. And it's like, you know, you go out and it's like, my Jeep's, you know, she calls it a Jeep because it's still a Grand Cherokee, but my Jeep's dirty. I said, I'm not saying a word. I can't win.
Man, I got this, like, prick in my neck, I guess is what we used to call it. But, they try to turn, look over my shoulder in the car. Ooh, it's stiff and sore.
Connected to CMN Network.
Ah, there's the public service announcement I've been waiting for. Yeah, I've had the same problem with my neck in recent weeks. And when I see the chiropractor, he can't pinpoint what it is, so he just pops it back in. He actually twists it back in. He doesn't use the activator. And it's fine for 2 or 3 days. And last night I slept on the floor because of my back issues. It's just much nicer to just lay flat on my back, fall asleep, let my back compress into the floor, and then when I wake up in the morning, I'm fine. And the neck right now, as I twist it, is doing better than I expected, too. So, but before I got in the shower this morning, it was a little sore.
Yeah, the floor can do wonders for a bad back. So, all right, I'm going into the car wash. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Don't forget to take your tails off. Don't! Not yet.
Rub-a-dub-dub. One car in a tub.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get that Starbucks dinner if you're coming to this one, but it's all shiny. I screwed up because I don't have my sunglasses with me, so I won't, protect my eyes from being blinded.
I just went through this Starbucks here. Turn right in, turn right out, go to the car wash. Easy peasy, instead of having to deal with that one.
Oh, yeah, I get it. No problem, but I was just saying, because they were debating about bringing my sunglasses, and I said, it's kind of overcast. I'll be fine. And then you mentioned this, shiny new car. And I said, oh, doggone it, without the sunglasses, I'm going to be blind if it comes by.
Yepers. Well, I got the paperwork is en route. I should have the paperwork for the old car on Monday. Then they will overnight them back to Eugene, Oregon. Forget Medford, Oregon. I don't know. Somewhere in Oregon. And then they call and schedule a pickup. Give me my cash and take the car. So, almost in the history books. Just got to wait to get this final sale of the old car done.
Why do you have to mail it? Don't you already at this moment have a liaison somewhere in Oregon right now?
I do, but anyway you slice it up, there's documents that I got to sign here and include others. And I got to get them there, so I don't know how I can enlist Phil to make that any faster.
Well, if you kind of informed him ahead of time, you could have maybe asked him to delay the trip a couple of days and, be your courier, so to speak. I don't know. I'm just asking Phil because he's not here.
Yeah, I had asked him. And he said he's about 3 hours from where my stuff needs to go. So it wouldn't have been too much to ask for him to make a 3-hour excursion to deliver my package. Yeah.
Well, he could have, I lost my train of thought. Shoot. Anyway, it's just, that's what friends are for, and you're supposed to, help each other out. Hey, I'm going to be in Oregon. Let's coordinate this. Let's try to work it out, but I know a lot about logistics and how all that stuff works, close but no cigar. Oh, I remember now. I was going to say, he's going to do, I lost it again. Oh, he's been to enough ham fest, Dayton and stuff like that. Dayton's what? 4 or 5 hours drive. Yeah, so 3 hours drive where you need to go. Not a problem for Phil.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Sounds like you're on the move. I hear a little fluttering in your signal, so you must be starting your journey home.
I think this Wuxon Wuxoff off is starting to flutter more than anything else. I've got some quirks with it lately with the battery and everything, and these batteries and this thing are probably not as old as my Motorola's, but I notice when they charge up, they don't charge up all the way, and so on and so forth. You might be hearing the music behind my head. I'm sorry, I picked a bad seat. Apologize for that. And then I also have my Motorola with me because Joe's on the Moto Turbo system. So I have two radios with me right now.
All righty then. Well, I'm turning into the cozy cabin here. I'm going to find myself a parking spot and get on inside. And, boy, I don't see anybody here today. Let's see. Nope. What is that? Boy, I'll tell you what. Not sure I see a single antenna here. So, oh well. Maybe batching it, as they say.
as this particular racer that I'm on sees everything, including Hazel Park. I know they had their picnic, what, a week ago or something, last Wednesday or something, but I don't know. I thought they were having some kind of something going on this weekend. I don't remember the day or anything, but who knows, you know. So if when Jim and those guys that I'm familiar with aren't there, then maybe they got something going and we didn't get the info.
Yeah, no clue. Okay, well, I'm going to head inside and see. W8FU.
Okay. Hope people show up. Enjoy your breakfast. Okay. W8RCY.
KF8FGF. Turn to mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
I am pretty flatulent today.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Did anybody show up for breakfast? Inquiring minds like W8RCY would like to know.
I did not hear what you wanted to know. Something about show up for breakfast. Were you asking about someone specifically or what? There were three full tables. A spare chair and no overspill. So. What would that be, 12?
You are correct. That's what I requested. And, 12. Well, that's a good turnout. You know, I mean, there would have probably been a bigger audience if Phil was there, but, you know, we don't want to give Phil too much credit.
Yep, just back in the driveway here. I had to pay attention. But when I first got there, it was... Where do I want to park? How about right there? There was just two of us, and I was wondering if we were going to have a crowd at all. And then a little later than usual, but everybody started winding in. Let me get inside the house here. W8FU.
Copy. W8RCY sitting on the balcony.
W8FU, W8FU, KZ8Z. We grant you 2 minutes before you have to go.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Henry, ADZ Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Drive safe, Mike. WATPA. Ah, that was a little scratchy there, but it sounded like Vlad. I had 147.2 and FBI on, and a lot of echo and a lot of scratchy. Was that you, Vlad? I just got one volume up now. You are 5-9 now, coming through clear.
Now I'm turning on FBI frequency. I know it's crazy because it's so far away from me. How are you doing, Mike?
Super bad on FBI. You are almost unreadable on FBI. I'm doing good, Vlad. How are you doing tonight? That sounds like a good project, Vlad, and I'm just starting on a new HF antenna myself. It is a trapped dipole. It'll be 80-40-20. I think I'm probably just going to stop at 80-40-20. And so that's what I just started working. I just started working on the traps last night. And hopefully I'll have this baby up in the air by Monday or Tuesday. We'll see what happens. Over. So you're getting me on... Oh, yeah, I am. I'm on FBI. You said you wanted to go back to 2 meter over to Mount Clemens, 147.2. Is that where you said you want to go? Connected to CMN Network.
Oh my God, get your guys in order, or what is it with them in the digital?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Alpha, Alpha 8, Romeo Kilo.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Idiot running ARPS on the Mayville repeater is listening. Would check his radio. Don't say it's not me. If you're on the Mayville repeater, check and see if you got APRS on. You've been annoying the shit out of us all day.
KF8GBA. KF8GBA. From NAWRO Richmond. Tom, you out there? KF8, Golf Bravo Alpha, Tom out of Birch Run, do you copy? NAWRO.
KF8, GBA, go ahead.
Yes, sir, the name here is Tim. I work for ARPSC, Macomb County. I think your name's Tom, right?
Yeah, 10-4, I've talked to you a couple times before.
Yes, sir, I do remember. That's kind of how I remembered it. Listen, I just decoded a data burst from your radio. If you could check your radio, and please shut that off.
Okay, I'm trying to set the APRS on this here, and kind of having a hard time.
Yeah, just make sure you're not tuned to any repeater frequency when you're messing with that. When last year when we were doing WinLink, we occasionally made the same mistake. But your radio will beacon out, and you don't know it, and it's doing a data burst. So, you know, just make sure that that doesn't happen.
Oh, hey, Tim, I do apologize. I just got this radio. I just started turning it on, trying to learn what I'm doing here. So if I'm doing something, it's an error. Trying to learn. That's where I kind of need some help. I kind of need some help on this here. But so what do I need to do? Just so I don't, you know, I didn't mean to do this. Over.
Yeah, copy that. It happens when we're learning, but just for now, turn APRS off. You don't want to have that on when in your frequency group you have any repeaters on, talk repeaters. You're only going to want that to do that on the data channels. And it may be searching, and it's auto beaconing. So it's going to take some time to figure it out. But the important thing right now is to turn APRS off. Until you get that done, make sure the radio is off. Yeah, I won't be able to solve the problem right now, but priority one is to get that beaconing off the repeater, if you would.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, okay, Jim. So you're saying the problem is with the beacon, though, right? Because that's what I'm trying to figure out, because sometimes I get reports that everything's going through. And like I've tried all day today, and I haven't got no reports back since probably 9 o'clock this morning. Over.
Hey, just so you know, you cannot beacon through a repeater. You need to be using one. You need to find out what the APRS frequency is on 2 meter. You should only be beaconing on the APRS frequency for 2 meter. Never, ever beacon through a repeater. One, you know, repeaters won't get the whole burst to go through. And two, nobody is listening to those packets to report to APRS. That's why you're not getting anything. It's a 2 meter frequency, a 2 meter frequency only. Go Google APRS and you'll see what that frequency is. KFAS.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Let me see if I got it. Yeah, Tom, that frequency is going to be 144.390. I say again, 144.390. But when you mess with APRS, you just absolutely can't have any kind of voice repeater in your radio. That's really all the advice I got for you now, but appreciate you taking care of that. NAWRO Richmond, Macomb County, I'll be clear after you. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'm really confused now. All right, I'll just turn it off, see what I can do then. All right, 73, thanks a lot. KF8DVA out and clear.
Ding, 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 correct answer. Good luck. Unfortunately, we don't know anything about it, so turn it off is the correct answer. And good luck. Well, I'm sure you'll find something on 144.390. I'm sure somebody can help you.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FTS, monitoring. KCKHO, how's it going, James? KCKHO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KD9QLK, Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo, monitoring.
KD9QLK, here's Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo, 888RK Mobile, name's Ralph, over.
I hear you loud and clear. I was just trying out a little Yaesu 817 in this band, and I have it connected to my repeater book on my phone, and I came up with this local repeater. I hope I'm making it in okay.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I'm getting in on in Michigan. Went to a club dinner and I'm headed home to Ann Arbor now. There was no dessert, so I stopped at McDonald's and got a shake. And amazingly, the shake machine was not.
You got a shake, so that sounds like you got your what you were looking for, that's for sure. I like getting a shake from Dairy Queen. I like the strawberry banana malt. That's the one I usually get. Sounds like great memories. You're having trouble getting into the repeater. I don't know if there's a closer repeater that you can get into, but I'm losing half of what you're saying. Back to you, KD9QLK. This is KD9QLK 73. Have a good afternoon or good evening.
This is KFA EVQ listening. Good evening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good evening, Stateside. Is the repeater in use? Good evening, Stateside. This is a UK station calling in through Echolink. Mike 3, a Fox Golf Romeo, a UK station calling.
Kilo Foxtrot
8,
Foxtrot
Quebec,
November, station calling. Please repeat your call sign again.
QSL, thank you very much for acknowledging my call. Just the same as you, I just was not quick enough to catch your call sign. But this way is Mike 3, Foxtrot Golf Romeo. That's Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Operator Dave,
my location, right at the bottom of the UK, the very widest part, I'm in the middle at the bottom there. Right, it's going to come back to you, and if you'd be kind enough to give me your call sign slowly. This is Mike 3, a Fox Golf Romeo in the UK.
Yeah, sure, it's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. I say again, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. CFA FQN, and my name is Wyatt with the Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. And it's nice to meet you, Dave, I believe.
Yeah, QSO. Local time in the UK, just coming up to 2:45 in the morning. Normally I'd be in bed by now, but just having a bad night. Couldn't sleep, so come downstairs and turn the radio on. There's a few statesides out there on 20 metres, but they're just not hearing me tonight, so I thought I'd fire up Echo Link. I am definitely a lot older than you there, I can tell that by your voice. I am 70, retired. My old job used to be British Telecom, installing telephone systems. Kilo Fox 8, Kilo, it is? Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo, back to you.
Alright, yeah, I'm 12, I just got my generals, I think it's Thursday, but I think I got approved Friday maybe, or same day, I got approved same day. So did you, just like go on Echo Link and just choose a random station, or have you been on the KFBI network before?
Good question. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo returning. I've been using Echo Link for certainly well over 5 years. I do have a list of nodes in that I know people on, and I occasionally go through that list again. But no, this one was just a random one. It looks like this one's in Detroit. That's what is showing me on the list anyway. And it's often worth calling through, you never know who you're going to pick up. And, sorry, I apologise, I didn't say it before. Congratulations on getting your general. You're obviously a very switched on guy, I believe you just said, 12-year-old, you've got your general. Good for you, and I'm sure this is going to be a hobby that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your life. Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo.
So this is actually a repeater system made by a gentleman named Sean, W-A-F-U, that's with the 8 Foxtrot uniform, and some other people too. But yeah, it's a whole network. There's some in Romeo, which is in Michigan, and then Detroit, Warren, and widespread through eastern Michigan. But yeah, you're coming in insanely clear. I got you to 5-7. And, well, I guess it's my lucky day, too. It's pretty rare, or what are the chances of you choosing the KFBI system out of a random list? Back to you.
This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo, Dave in the UK via Echo Link. Well, good for you. I'm obviously chuffed that you're enjoying your hobby and that. Is it something that you've gone into because of perhaps another family member's also licensed? Or is it just something you decided, well, that's where your interest is going to be? And is there any particular part of amateur radio that you really would like to start going into in that? Biggest kick I've been getting over the last few years is working the satellites and the space station, just with a handheld arrow antenna and a little cheap handheld. I'm sure you've seen plenty of YouTube videos on it. Just go and stand outside, you know, in a car park with a compass and follow the satellites. That really does, you know, give me a buzz there. I was about to say, I wonder what your occupation is, but far too many years you've got to go before you start having to go out to work and that. As I said, I'm ex-British Telecom. I also do a little bit of voluntary work in the UK. I make phone calls to people that are housebound or bedridden, people that don't get out to meet other people. And it gives me a way of giving things back to my local society. Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November. Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo. Back to you, sir.
Well, it's awesome that you're giving back to the community, and I assume that the community appreciates it, which means they do. And yeah, I've wanted to do some satellite work, too, but honestly, there's a lot of things I've been caught up with. Like, I'm just getting into HS. I just finished up a NFED half-wave antenna for 40 meters, and then 15, 12, and 10. Yeah, just finished up with that and stuff. I was going to buy EIU, but honestly, there's a lot more things that I can spend that money on than the EIU. Like, I got this radio with the signal stick and stuff. But yeah, it's nice hearing you on here. Obviously for the first time, and I've never sent out a QSL card for my contact over UHF. So that's something something little new. Back over to you.
Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November. M3FTR returning. I do have a strange question for you. I've just brought you up very quickly on QRZ and just sort of brought your photo up there. And I can see there's a picture on the wall behind you. I will always place the mission first. Is that something military? Is that perhaps something that belongs to your dad? It's hard to actually distinguish what the photograph is. It could be somebody led down with a rifle. Wonder if you could just give me some idea what all that means. And yeah, you've obviously a very popular person, just looking at the amount of lookups that you've had. So yeah, you're doing extremely well, sir. And I should imagine all your local friends and sort of other guys in your class is quite jealous of you. So I'm sure they'll all be coming to you saying, well, how do I get that as well? Right, I'm going to put it back to you if I can find the right buttons to press. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo in the UK.
Well, good eyes, yeah. So that's a sign I've had up for like 5 years now. And it's just a U.S. Army poster with a rifleman with a M14, just aiming it and about to fire it and stuff. And yeah, my dad was in the Marine Corps. He was a ground pounder, so he did a lot of explosives and a lot of things with counter IED and stuff. He had 5 tours. Three in Iraq and two in Afghanistan. But yeah, that's what that sign was about. Something I put up in or my mom put up for me in like kindergarten. And regarding the QRZ lookup, maybe somebody has had my call sign before me, because I don't know how I can have that many lookups, because I've only talked to 100 people. But granted, I do have a YouTube channel with my call sign on it, so that can be a part. But back over to you.
Okay, Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November, M3FGR returning. Well, it could be that, you know, a lot of people's been monitoring you and look, yeah, it does seem a lot, doesn't it? If you've only sort of had more or less 100 contacts. But don't worry about it, sir. And I wonder, are you also on EQSL, the other website that a lot of amateurs are a member of? The electronic QSL card system. Wonder if you would answer me on that one. And also I did ask, is any other members of your family licensed amateurs? And once you started saying about your dad and that, I sort of realised what that poster obviously means to you and that. Very unusual for anybody like myself in the UK. Certainly your parents will know we've got completely different gun laws to what you guys across the pond got, but I am licensed for rifles and shotguns. I do a little bit of shooting on a couple of local farms for me, and as I say, it's very unusual to be able to get a license in the UK, but I suppose I'm just lucky. I've had my license quite a few years now, 20 odd years, and managed to keep my nose clean. So I think I'll have it hopefully for a few more years. Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November, stateside. This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo in the UK.
Well, sorry I didn't ask you a question before. But no, none of my family members are licensed. It's one of those things where I just found out, honestly, the whole story is, I found out what UVB 76 is. That's Uniform Victor Bravo 76. It's a Russian shortwave military station. And I went into the SDR, which is an online SDR platform where you can tune in to people's SDRs across the world. And I was hearing it and stuff. And then I realized I had a spoofing radio. So I dug that out of my closet and started listening to local repeaters. And then I didn't know they had to be licensed, so I transmitted on a computer, talked to somebody, and I got scared because I thought it was the FCC after some research. So that scared me, so I studied for my tech and got my technician license. And then the rest is history. But also, regarding EQSL, I went on there, I've registered for it, but I haven't actually, like, explored the full website, and, like, I haven't even designed my QSL, my EQSL card yet. I've designed a second QSL card that's not related to EQSL. And I just did it on an app called Canva, which is a photo editing app, and I just send that to people via email. But back over to you.
Okay, bear with me just a few moments. I'm just going to go quiet, but I will be back in about the next 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This is Kilo Fox at 8, Fox Track 2, Vector November, standing by.
Yeah, Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November, Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo returning. Just brought you up on EQSL, just for my interest. And you probably do realise you've got 15 EQSL cards waiting for you to log in and either save them or print them, whatever you want to do. Certainly that's improved the hobby, these electronic QSL cards. Many years ago, we used to have to pay the postage on a lot of it, although some of them went through the bureau, depends what country you were on. But just sending one now is quite a lot of money. I often do get asked to post them out, and I do vary occasionally, but it certainly, as I say, it's quite expensive to do it. Right, well, it's just coming up to 3 o'clock in the morning over here in the UK. I'm actually going to go out in the kitchen and get myself a coffee and probably have a tune around the other bands and see if anything is actually happened. But do appreciate this QSO, sir. As I say, congratulations on the fact you've moved through the licenses so quick, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy this hobby for many, many years. Kilo Fox 8, Fox Queen November. This is M3FGR, just for your final.
All right, well, it was good hearing you out here, and it was a pleasure talking to you and meeting you. And, well, thank you for telling me about the EQSL thing, because, honestly, I don't know how to work it, but, I mean, I'll go on it on my computer this time instead of my phone. But you have a good rest of your night, and I hope that coffee's good. And 70 degrees. This is Kilo Fox.8, Fox.2 back in November. Clear for now.
Yeah, all the very best, sir. And I do acknowledge the other station it was calling now. You take care, and yeah, I'm sure you'll soon figure out how to use EQSL. As I say, I think I see 15 QSL cards waiting for you. Was there another station on the frequency, or do I need to apologise if I've held you up trying to put a call through? This is Mike 3, Fox Golf Romeo in the UK, just monitoring. Nothing heard. M3FGR in the UK, clear.
Connected to CMN Network.